Seyyid Mahmud Hayrani. Seyyid Mahmud Hayrani has a very important place between the mystic dervishes and Muslim saints. We can handle with this importance from two aspects. First, there still are large groups having allegiance to him in Anatolia. He was thought to be Seyyid Mahmud Kabir in the lineage of Krayshan in Tunceli. This is still believed in the oral tradition of the region's culture. And second is his role in the East establishment of the great wise man. We do not know his date of birth for certain, but there is the date of 1268 in his gravestone in Sultan Mountain near the city of Akshehir. The date shows that he is among the first believed religious leaders coming to Anatolia. It's also claimed that he was a relative of Hacı Bektaş Veli. Name it's said that two saints were meet in the region today known as Hacı Bektaş Hayrani's mausoleum is among the best artworks of 13th century. The sarcophagus over his tomb is being exhibiting in Islamic Artworks Museum in Copenhagen. Sultan of the Term Alaaddin Keykubat, who hears about the miracles shown by Seyyid Mahmud Hayrani, sends two of his gendarmeries to Dersim Mountains to invite Hayrani to the barracks in Elazığ Lowlands. Sending his men, Alaaddin Keykubat thinks, "If Hayrani is a real saint, then he shall bring what I wish to get," setting out to go to Keykubat's place in January. Hayrani passes the river Euphrates over his coarse woolen cloth and dip his hand to the cold waters of the river and takes out a bunch of the grapes. Hayrani guesses that the Sultan is wishing to eat a summer fruit. Sultan Keykubat, who sees Hayrani with a bunch of grapes in his hand, embraces him with devotion and says, "You brought what I wish to have."